Check, 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 check. Can you hear me all right?
Right, and your station is CITR Radio?
Yeah, it's
one... In Vancouver?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is Cynthia Kisser. I'm the executive director of the Chicago-based Cult Awareness Network, a nonprofit organization here in the United States.
Great, thank you very much. The Boston Church of Christ is actively recruiting on the campus of the University of British Columbia. Your organization is warning people to stay away from this group. Why?
Well, what we are warning people of is the fact that we get more complaints about the Boston Church of Christ movement than any other Bible-based group recruiting on college campuses in North America. This is an international group, actually. It does have outreach in other parts of the world as well. And we have received many complaints from people who alleged they were involved in the group, and it turned out to be much more controlling and manipulative than they were ever led to believe it would be when they first started to attend Bible studies.
How does the Boston Church of Christ typically approach people?
Well, from what we understand, college students in particular are invited to attend Bible studies and are encouraged to study the Bible more and associate with other Christians. That's not necessarily a bad goal, but that is the initial carrot, if you will, to get people involved in the organization.
What are some of the things that this group typically does to new recruits? I understand that this group demands heavy involvement in their members' lives. Is that correct?
Well, people who've been involved with the organization tell us that once they became sufficiently under the influence of the group, then who they dated, how they spent their money, what career choices they made, how they managed their education, were all dictated by someone higher up in the organization.
Why on campuses? What makes universities and high schools and things like that such a good place to recruit new members?
Younger people who are free of some of the responsibilities that burden you as you get older, job, family responsibilities, are more likely to have the time and the interest to seriously consider making a commitment to an organization, particularly if that commitment is billed as something that is for the good of God. And so I think that young people in their college years are very often idealistic, seeking to do something meaningful in their life, and have the time to commit, or at least feel they have years ahead of their life and so can take a break from their studies or make a career change to commit to an organization for a number of years.
Who is most susceptible among the group of people you just described? I mean, would it be people who are sort of, what's the typical character portrayal? Sort of lonely, kind of a, is it... That's not a very good question.
Well, I think that the people who are vulnerable, frankly, are all of us if we are not aware that there are groups that are deceptive in terms of how they recruit. Anyone who is going through a problem in their life or has health problems, personal problems, family problems, financial problems, is going to be more susceptible during that problem period than they might normally be to believing that a group is going to help them solve their problems. So I think that, first of all, we all should realize that we can be vulnerable at certain points in our life, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we have a weak character. Secondly, however, people are vulnerable who let themselves make a large commitment of time and allow an organization, regardless of whether it's religious or secular, to begin to influence them for large blocks of time without having checked the organization out up front. Never start spending a lot of time with an organization where they can influence you without understanding what you're getting involved in first.
What's the best way for students to deal with a persistent recruiter, someone who just keeps badgering them and badgering them? I know I was actually, they tried to recruit me. They came up to me and I just couldn't shake them. They just kept following me around.
Well, I think number one, do be firm. Don't worry about being considered rude, because if a recruiter is already crossing the boundaries of politeness, him or herself, then you being firm about the problem is appropriate. Number two, do feel that if the person is being badgering, that you have the right to complain to campus authorities. Find out who on the college campus can be designated to handle the complaints, or at least go to campus security about the problem. I think number three, if the same group, whether it's the Boston Church of Christ movement or any organization, continues to try and recruit you, get some information on the group, and the next time the recruiter comes up, hand them the critical piece of information about the group and say, read this before I'll talk to you further, or better still, just say, read this and now you understand why, because I believe this information or I find this information credible, excuse me. I don't want to have further dialogue with you. But people should not be afraid to complain to the appropriate authorities if someone continues to badger them for their time.
In fact, our student society has actually dictated that they will not be allowed to recruit in our student union building. But what groups are there that people can write to find out more information about this? Maybe you could give us the address of your group.
Very good. We do have a free brochure for college students called Could This Happen to You? And it does include a checklist of things to ask an organization you're thinking of getting involved with. It does not name the names of any groups in particular, but gives you guidelines for making safe decisions. Any of your listeners can contact us by writing Cult Awareness Network, or CAN. Our address is 2421 West Pratt, P-R-A-T-T Boulevard, number 1173, Chicago, 60645. Our telephone number is 312-267-7777. If people call in the evening when we're closed and leave their address, we will mail them the free brochure if they request it, if they request the college brochure. Also, anyone working with youth, campus ministers, administrators, we encourage them also to get the brochure, and we hope it will be helpful.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Kisser.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I was wondering... Ooh, rats. Hello, is anybody still there? Ah, shit.